Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This story happened to me and my friends last fall. It's short and sweet, but you're lucky I'm even telling you this story in the first place. The night was clear, and the stars were bright over the reservation in northeast Arizona. A group of friends, including myself, had gathered around a crackling fire pit, drinking beer, and sharing stories as we gazed up at the night sky. It was a typical Friday night for us, a way to unwind after a long week of work and responsibilities. As the fire crackled and popped, casting flickering shadows on the ground around us, we joked and laughed, enjoying each other's company. We had grown up together on the reservation, our families intertwined through generations of tradition and history. But on this particular night, our sense of camaraderie would be tested in a way we never could have imagined. As we sat around the fire, the sound of rustling leaves caught our attention. We all turned to look in the direction of the noise, expecting to see a curious animal or maybe the wind playing tricks on us. But what we saw was much, much worse. Something of legend, a legend we dare not speak of. Because when you do, it knows. Emerging from the darkness was a figure unlike anything we had ever seen before. Something we had all grown up hearing the stories about as kids, but not actually believing it. Well, not until this night anyway. It walked on all fours, its joints twisted and contorted in unnatural angles. Its pale, almost translucent skin seemed to glow in the firelight, and its eyes shone a sickly yellow, like two orbs of malevolent light. As the creature drew closer, we could see its features more clearly. Long, tangled strands of hair hung from its hunched back, and its mouth curled into a grotesque grin, revealing rows of sharp, gleaming teeth. It moved with a predatory grace, each movement calculated and precise. Fear gripped us all as we watched the creature draw closer to our fire. None of us spoke. None of us dared to move. We were frozen in place, our hearts pounding in our chests as we watched this abomination approach us. In a sudden burst of motion, the creature lunged forward, its claws extending towards us. We scrambled to our feet, screaming in terror as we fled from the fire pit, desperate to escape the reach of this monstrous being. But no matter how fast we ran, the creature seemed to keep pace with us, its unearthly speed and grace a stark contrast to our stumbling, panicked flight. It seemed to taunt us, toying with us like a cat with a mouse, reveling in our fear and desperation. Finally, we reached the safety of a nearby trailer, slamming the door shut behind us and frantically barricading it with whatever we could find, which wasn't much, but it would have to do. We huddled together in the dim light, our breath coming in ragged gasps as we tried to make sense of what had just happened. As that night wore on, the sounds of the creature prowling outside grew fainter, until finally, they faded away entirely. We sat in silence, too scared to speak, too scared to even move. And as the first light of dawn began to filter through the windows, we knew that we had narrowly escaped a fate worse than death. the memory of the skinwalker creature would haunt us for the rest of our days, a reminder of those horrors that lurked in the shadows of the reservation. From that night on, we never spoke of what had happened around the fire pit. It became a dark, unspoken secret, a shared trauma that bound us together in a silent pact of fear and survival. And as we went about our lives on the reservation, we always kept one eye on the darkness, knowing that the skinwalker creature could be out there, watching and waiting for its next victim. The memory of that night would never leave us, a dark stain on our very souls that could never be washed away.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I am a Native American, a proud member of the Navajo Nation, living on a remote section surrounded by rugged beauty of the desert. The reservation had always been a place filled with ancient traditions and mysterious legends, stories passed down through generations of my people. This story still gives me chills. As I had walked along the quiet dirt road of the reservation, the moon cast an eerie glow over the desert landscape. The stars twinkled brightly above, illuminating the rugged beauty of the land that surrounded me. The only sound was the crunch of gravel beneath my feet and the occasional rustle of the brush in the distance. I'd spent the evening with my girlfriend, watching movies and enjoying each other's company, if you know what I mean. As I walked, making my way home, my mind was filled with thoughts of her and her laughter still echoing in my ears. But as I walked, a feeling of unease began to creep over me, a sense that I was not alone. I quickened my pace, trying to push away the sense of dread that had been building in my chest. But no matter how fast I walked, the feeling only grew stronger. And then I heard it. A low growl coming from the darkness of the brush nearby. My heart pounded in my chest as I turned to face the source of the sound. And that's when I saw it. A figure standing in the shadows, its eyes glowing with a malevolent amber color, almost like a deer in the headlights of an oncoming car at night. It was tall and thin, with the features of a man twisted and distorted into something unnatural. I froze in terror as I recognized what I was looking at. A skinwalker. In Navajo tradition, skinwalkers are powerful witches who could transform into animals at will. They are said to be able to possess the bodies of others, controlling them like puppets on a string. And now, one of them was standing before me, watching me with those glowing eyes. I knew I had to get away, but my legs felt like lead as I tried to turn and run. The skinwalker made no move to chase me, but its very presence filled me with the sense of overwhelming dread. I could feel its malevolent energy, like a dark cloud hanging over the desert night. As I stumbled backwards, my mind raced with fear. I remembered the stories my grandmother had told me of the dangers that lurked in the shadows of our reservation. I thought of the ancient traditions and mysterious legends that had woven into the very fabric of our culture. And I knew that I was facing something beyond my understanding. With a sudden burst of courage, I turned and ran as fast as I could, my heart pounding in my chest. I could hear the skinwalker behind me, its footsteps pounding on the dusty ground. I prayed to the spirits of the land to protect me, to guide me safely home. As I reached the edge of the reservation, I glanced back at my shoulder. The skinwalker was gone, disappearing into the darkness like a ghost. But I knew that it was still out there, waiting for another unsuspecting victim to fall prey to its dark magic. When I finally reached the safety of my home, I sat on the ground, gasping for breath. This encounter with the skinwalker had shaken me to my very core, reminding me of the ancient powers that still lingered in the desert. And as I sat there, bathed in the pale moonlight, I knew that I would never forget this night when I came face to face with true horror on the reservation.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
I had always heard stories about skinwalkers growing up on the Navajo reservation, tales of their dark magic and shape-shifting abilities. But I never thought I would come face-to-face with one myself. It had been a very long day at work, and all I wanted to do was relax in my trailer and watch some TV. But as I looked out the window, I saw something that made my blood run cold. Standing just outside my door was a figure, tall and sinister, with glowing eyes that seemed to pierce right through me. I stood there, frozen in fear, unable to move as this skinwalker watched me with a malevolent smile. I could feel its power radiating off of it, a darkness that seemed to seep into my very soul. After what felt like an eternity, the skinwalker turned away and disappeared into the darkness of the night. But I knew that its presence was still lingering, a foreboding sense of dread that hung in the air like a thick fog. I tried to shake off the encounter, telling myself it was just a figment of my imagination. But deep down, I knew that it was all too real, and I couldn't shake the feeling that the skinwalker had marked me in some way, that it was watching and waiting for the right moment to strike. As the days passed, strange things began happening around me. Objects would move on their own, shadows would flicker and dance in the corners of my vision, and in my dreams, I would see the skinwalker's glowing eyes watching me with a hunger that sent shivers down my spine. I confided in my grandmother, a wise old woman who knew the ways of our people. She told me that the skinwalker had taken an interest in me, that it saw something in me that it wanted for itself, and she warned me to be wary, to protect myself from its dark influence. But despite her warnings, I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched, of being pursued by a force that I couldn't hope to understand. And as the nights grew longer and the shadows deeper, I found myself slipping further and further into a world of fear and paranoia. One night, as I laid in bed, I felt a cold chill wash over me. I opened my eyes to see the skinwalker standing at the foot of my bed, its eyes glowing with an intensity that seemed to consume the very air around me. I tried to scream to fight back, but I was paralyzed by its dark magic. It reached out a hand towards me, its fingers curling like talons that seemed to drip with shadows. And in that moment, I knew that my fate was sealed. But just as it was about to touch me, a voice called out from the darkness. It was my grandmother, standing in the doorway with a bundle of sage in her hands. She began the chant in a language that I even didn't recognize, a song of protection and power that seemed to banish the skinwalker's presence from the room. As the creature howled in rage and frustration, my grandmother lit the sage and waved it around the room, filling the air with a thick, acrid smoke that seemed to burn away the darkness. And just like that, the skinwalker was gone, banished back to the shadows from whence it came. I lay there, shaken and breathless, but grateful for my grandmother's protection. From that day on, I knew that I would always be wary of the skinwalker's influence. But I also knew that with the wisdom of my people and the strength of my ancestors, I would always be able to stand against the darkness that sought to consume me. And as I looked out into the night sky, I whispered a prayer of thanks to the spirits that had watched over me, knowing that I was safe for another day. But deep down, I knew that the skinwalker would always be out there, waiting for the right moment to strike once again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
A lot of you do not believe in the Navajo tradition of skinwalkers, the mythological creatures that reside here. Well, they're real, and I have the scars to prove it. It was a cool, crisp night on the reservation. I'd been out late, visiting my family and enjoying the clear sky filled with stars. As I made my way back home, as my place wasn't too far away from theirs, hence no reason to drive, and I had quite a bit to drink that night, and I was definitely drunk, I will admit, but still sober enough to get this feeling of unease washing over me. I couldn't shake the feeling that something was watching me, stalking me from the shadows. I quickened my pace, my heart pounding in my chest so hard I felt like it was going to break my ribcage. Suddenly, a figure emerged from the darkness. It was a tall, dark figure with glowing eyes that seemed to pierce into my very soul. I froze in fear, unable to move as the figure approached me. I could feel the malevolent energy emanating from the skinwalker as it drew closer. It let out a chilling, inhuman growl that sent shivers down my back. I knew I was in danger, that I was indeed face to face with one of the dark beings from the stories I'd grown up hearing. With a sudden burst of adrenaline, I took off and ran as fast as my legs would carry me. I could hear the skinwalker giving chase, its footsteps echoing behind me. I prayed to the gods for protection, knowing that my only hope was to outrun this creature of darkness. But the Skinwalker was swift, its dark magic giving it an unnatural speed that closed the distance between us. As it lunged at me, I felt its sharp claws rake across my back, tearing into my flesh. The pain was excruciating, but I knew I had to keep moving if I wanted to survive. I pushed myself to my limits, my lungs burning with each breath as I ran through the night. The Skinwalker's howls of rage echoed through the darkness, driving me forward with a fierce determination to escape its grasp. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, I saw the lights of my home in the distance. With one final burst of energy, I sprinted forward safely, the Skinwalker falling behind as I reached the safety of my doorstep. I collapsed in a heap, my body trembling with fear and exhaustion. I could feel the blood soaking through my clothing from the wounds inflicted by the Skinwalker. But I was alive, somehow having survived a terrifying encounter with one of the most feared creatures in Navajo legend. As the first light of dawn began to break over the horizon, I knew that I would carry the scars of that night for the rest of my life. But I also knew that I had faced the darkness and lived to tell the tale, a testament to the strength and resilience of the Navajo people in the face of such malevolent forces. From that night on, I never ventured out alone after dark, always mindful of the lurking dangers that may still be out there in the shadows. And though I may carry the physical scars of my encounter with the Skinwalker, I also carry with me a newfound sense of courage and determination to face whatever may come my way. For I am a survivor, marked by the darkness, but also strengthened by it. And I will never forget the night that I stared into the eyes of a Skinwalker and lived to tell the tale.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
The Navajo Rez was like living in a completely different world. The vast desert landscape, the clear night skies filled with millions of stars, and the ancient traditions passed down from generation to generation made me feel connected to something greater than myself. But there was always an underlying sense of mystery and danger lurking just beyond the horizon. I'd heard stories of skinwalkers since I was a kid. They were said to be malevolent witches that had the ability to shapeshift and even walk amongst the living, which I thought was total nonsense. But for the sake of tradition, I tried to never speak of them out loud. The mere mention of their names sent shivers down my spine, and I always made sure to follow my elders' advice to avoid venturing out into the desert alone after dark. One particular cold winter night, I was gathering firewood when I had heard a low growl coming from the darkness. My heart raced as I looked around, trying to locate the source of the sound. That is when I saw it. A large, wolf-like creature with glowing yellow eyes staring back at me. I froze in terror as the creature began to change shape, morphing into the form of a human being. I could hardly believe my eyes as I watched the skinwalker run off into the landscape, disappearing into the night as if it had never been there. My entire body was trembling with fear as I tried to make sense of what I had just witnessed. Skinwalkers were real. That much was certain now. And the thought of one being so close to me filled me with a sense of dread unlike anything I had ever felt before. I raced back to my family's Hagen, desperate to seek comfort and protection from the creature that now haunted my nightmares. My grandfather, a wise old man who had seen his fair share of supernatural occurrences, listened to my story with a grave expression on his face.
"It is true, my child," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. "Skinwalkers are real, and they are walking amongst us. You must always be vigilant and never let our guard down, for they are the creatures of darkness and malevolence."
His words sent chills down my spine, and I couldn't shake the feeling that the skinwalker I had encountered that night was still out there, waiting in the shadows for its next victim. Despite my fear, I knew that I couldn't let myself be consumed by it. I had to face my fears head on and find a way to protect myself and my loved ones from the dark forces that lurked on the res. As the days turned into weeks, I became increasingly paranoid, constantly looking over my shoulder and jumping at the slightest sound in the night. The once familiar landscape of the res now seemed alien and threatening, and I found myself questioning everything I had thought I knew about the world around me. One night, as I sat by the fire in the Hogan, trying to calm my racing thoughts, I heard a scratching sound at the door. My heart skipped a beat as I slowly got up and approached the entrance, my hands shaking with fear. I held my breath as I opened the door, expecting to come face to face with the skinwalker that haunted my dreams. But instead of a fearsome creature, I found a lone coyote standing in the moonlight, its eyes gleaming with an eerie intelligence. I felt a sense of unease wash over me as the coyote stared at me, its gaze piercing into my very soul. And then, without warning, it let out a piercing howl and ran off into the night, disappearing into the darkness just like the skinwalker had done. I stood there in stunned silence, trying to make sense of what had just happened. Was it a mere coincidence, or was the coyote a messenger from the spirit world, warning me of impending danger? I couldn't be sure, but one thing was certain. The line between reality and myth on the res was thin indeed, and I had to tread carefully if I wanted to survive in a world where skinwalkers roamed freely.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
A lot of this information, you technically shouldn't even know about. It is something sacred to my people. And even talking about this through email is a no-no in my culture. But here is a little information to share with you. For generations, the Navajo elders have guarded a sacred knowledge about how to truly kill a skinwalker so they do not rise again. It is said that if a skinwalker is not destroyed properly, they have the ability to regenerate and return even more powerful than before. But this knowledge has been kept from the younger generations, deemed too dangerous to pass on. My name is Kaya, a young member of the Navajo tribe who had always been drawn to the mysteries of our culture. As a child, I would listen intently to the stories about skinwalkers, feeling a mix of fear and fascination at the thought of being so powerful and evil. But as I grew older, I began to question why our elders kept certain truths from us. One night, as I sat by the fire with my grandmother, I broached the subject of the skinwalkers and the secrets that surrounded them. My grandmother's eyes darkened as she hesitated, clearly torn between desire to protect me and the knowledge that I sought.
"Kaya," she began slowly, her voice low and filled with warning. "There are things about the skinwalkers that we do not speak of. Certain rituals and methods of destruction that could bring harm if wielded by the wrong hands."
I pressed her for more information, feeling a sense of urgency rising within me. I needed to know the truth, to understand the full extent of the danger that lurked within our res. But my grandmother remained cryptic, speaking in riddles and half-truths. Disheartened, I knew that I would have to seek out the answers on my own. I began to delve into the ancient texts and scrolls that were kept hidden away in the tribe's archives, searching for any clues that would lead me to the secrets of the skinwalkers. It wasn't easy, because there isn't anything really much on paper. Everything is told by word of mouth. As I combed through the dusty tomes, I stumbled upon a passage that spoke of a hidden cave deep within the canyons of the Rez. It said that within this cave lay the key to destroying the skinwalkers once and for all, a knowledge passed down from the ancient shamans who had first battled these creatures. Determined, I set out to find this cave, guided by the faint whispers of my ancestors that seemed to beckon me forward. The journey was treacherous, the terrain unforgiving and filled with unseen dangers. But I pressed on, fueled by the fierce determination to uncover the truth that had been kept from me for so long. After days of travel, I finally reached the mouth of the cave, a gaping maw of darkness that seemed to pulse with a malevolent energy. Taking a deep breath, I stepped inside, the echoes of my footsteps reverberating off the ancient walls. As I ventured deeper into the cave, I began to sense a presence watching me, a presence that seemed to grow stronger with each step that I took. Fear gripped me, but I pushed it aside, focusing on the task at hand. Finally, I came upon a chamber bathed in an eerie blue light, the air thick with the scent of ancient magic. And there, in the center of the chamber, stood a figure cloaked in shadow, its eyes glowing with an otherworldly light. I knew then that I had found the source of the secrets surrounding the skinwalkers, the being who had held the key to their destruction. With a trembling voice, I asked the figure to reveal the knowledge that had been hidden from me for so long. And in a voice that seemed to echo through the very fabric of reality, the figure spoke.
"The skinwalkers could only be truly destroyed by the light of the full moon when their powers are at their weakest. But beware, for their spirit will seek vengeance, and only by binding their essence to the earth can they be kept from returning."
With this revelation, I knew what I had to do. Armed with the knowledge of the ancient shaman, I set out to rid our reservation of the skinwalkers once and for all, to protect my people from the darkness that lurked within our own midst. And as I stood beneath the light of the full moon, the spirits of the skinwalkers swirling around me in a maelstrom of fury, I raised my voice in a chant that echoed throughout the canyon, binding their essence to the earth and banishing them from our land forever. The next morning, when the sun rose over the res, there was a sense of peace that had not been felt in generations. The whispers of the skinwalkers had faded into nothingness, and the secrets that had been kept hidden for so long were finally brought to light. And as I stood on the cliff overlooking the res,
a sense of pride and belonging washed over me. I had faced the darkness that lurked within our tribe, confronted the secrets that had been kept from me, and emerged stronger for it. For I was Kaya, a member of the Navajo tribe, and I would always seek the truth, no matter how dark or dangerous it may be. And with the knowledge that I had gained, I knew that I would be able to protect my people from the shadows that threatened to consume us. The legends of the Skinwalkers may live in our stories and myths, but their malevolent presence had been banished from our reservation, their secrets brought into the light for all to see. And as I gazed out at the land that had been saved from the darkness, I knew that I had fulfilled my destiny as guardian of the Navajo people, a protector of our tribe's most ancient and sacred secrets.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.